Well, good morning to you. Welcome to Daily Worship. My name is Kevin Williams. I'm here at the Gathering Place in Pineville, Louisiana. I hope that you had a restful, wonderful weekend as you're listening on this Monday morning on July the 30th, 2012. I hope that just your time with your local body was sweet and fruitful. I know that ours was. Yesterday, as we met for corporate worship, it was just a sweet time. It's always a sweet time whenever we get together. But I want to start this morning with just over the weekend there was a devotional from A.W. Tozer that I read, and I want to share this morning and just let this set the tone, not just for this morning, but just for our week. Let this be who we are and who we desire to be. The title of this devotional is called Adoring Worship. It says this. It says, neither the word adoration or any of its forms is found in our familiar and modern Bible, but the idea is there in full bloom. The great Bible saints were above all enraptured lovers of God. The Psalms celebrate the love which David had and a few others, what they felt for the person of God. As suggested above, Paul admitted that the love of God was in his breast, a kind of madness. He says this, for whether we are beside ourselves, it is of God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause, for the love of Christ constrains us. And that's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 13 and 14. In Weymouth translation, this passage reads, for the love of Christ overmasters us. The idea appears to be that Paul's love for Christ carried him beyond himself and made him do extravagant things, which to a mind untouched with the delights of such love might seem quite irrational. Perhaps the most serious charge that can be brought against modern Christians is that we are not sufficiently in love with Christ. The Christ of fundamentalism is strong, but hardly beautiful. It is rarely that we find anyone aglow with personal love for Christ. I trust it is not uncharitable to say that, in my opinion, a great deal of praise in conservative circles is forced where it is not downright insincere. Those are hard words, but we know that to be true. The words of Tozer. In 1 Chronicles 29, 10 through 13, you know, and just what we talked about, just these psalm writers just being lovers of God, that his praise was always on their lips, and they dwelled with him personally, and they expressed that in beautiful ways. You know, this is a prayer that David prayed in the midst of the assembly. And this is far more than just a stately prayer that he prays in a public place. Oh, but this is the cry of his heart. And it comes from him being alone with the Lord, from him knowing the Lord personally, from him seeing all what the Lord has done in his life. It says in verse 10, therefore David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and Lord, and we praise your glorious name. Lord, in the midst of each other as we're listening today, Lord, we praise your glorious name. Lord, we thank you that you strengthen us today. Oh, Lord, but our hearts long to express Lord, what you are doing in us, what you are saying to us. Lord, our hearts long to express back to you our love for our Maker. Oh, Lord, we love you today. You are our heart's desire, Jesus. Oh, Father, how we love you today. Lord, hear our cries this morning, Lord, of thanksgiving and of adoration and of love to you. Lord, as we express that through song today, wonderful, merciful Savior, we sing this out to you this morning, Jesus.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. When I look into your heart. that surround become shadows in the light of you.
And I found the joy of reaching your heart this morning.
When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthralled in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, the light of you, oh, we worship you. I worship you.
May that be expressed in us, Lord, through dwelling with you, through abiding with you, Lord, through obeying your voice. Lord, may today, may this week in our lives just be a continual expression of love to our Maker. Lord, may we express that in word, may we express that in deed. Lord, may we express that by simply resting in you. Oh, Jesus, I pray that you would just capture our hearts this week. Lord, that you would, that our hearts would be enraptured with love for you. Lord, that that would be our motivation for everything that we do. It would be out of love for you. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Have your hand upon us today. I pray a blessing over my brothers and sisters as they go. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
If you're in the Central Louisiana area, we would love for you to join us at 6 a.m. Monday through Thursday and 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoons for a time of worship and prayer. Our address is 2928 Shreveport Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. This has been a ministry of the Gathering Place Church. For more information on the church or this ministry, you can contact us at 318-640-0610 or contact us via email at kevin@tgpchurch.org. Thanks for listening today, and may we seek to know the Lord more as we do life together.